calm. And here's another hit, baby bombs. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the first Welcome to Halftime podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
So this is our first one, you know, we're just doing a test, seeing if it's going to work out and everything. We're all pretty into this. So the first time we're doing this, you know, it's going to sound kind of amateur
broken.
And all that, you know, we're using pretty cheap equipment, and one of our podcasters are sick, so, I mean, that also helps out a lot. So, you know, let's do some introductions. This is Russell Rubin, baseball writer. We got Brandon Sanders, our basketball writer, on the line. It should be a pretty good time for him, you know, playoffs coming up and all that. And we got Carl Lawrence, who has the swine flu, on the other line.
NFL lockout.
You know.
It's a bummer.
That's what has him sick.
But we want to thank Carl for coming out to this, you know, trooper through the sick.
Yeah.
So the playoffs are coming up. We saw a good possibly 2-3 matchup, the Heat and the Celtics on Sunday. You know, I guess the Heat are locked in as number two.
They're not. Because I'm tired of this misconception.
Why not?
There are two games left. Miami plays Atlanta tonight. Atlanta, as much as I hate them, they could beat Miami. I think they can. I hope they can. If they beat,
were you watching that game they played against the Wizards? It was awful. The
Atlanta.
Hawks. Yeah.
No, I don't watch Atlanta.
But they got whooped, man. It was bad.
You know what's interesting about the Hawks for a team that has three borderline superstars? You hear about the first seed, the Bulls, the 2-3 battle. You know about Orlando because they played the Bulls on Sunday. You know the 6-7 battle, and then you know that the Pacers were the last one. But it seems like the Hawks have been ignored
because
the
they
whole
suck.
Second half of the year. They're a sixth seed.
They're fifth seed.
They're a fifth
two
seed.
Two games better than
conference.
Us, and we had problems. The Knicks, we had problems throughout the whole season.
They just seem like, for a team that has Joe Johnson and Al Horford and Josh Smith.
I watched the Hawks play three times a season. Once in person, twice on TV. I saw them beat the Knicks back in December, back when the Knicks were in that haze. No, they weren't even in a haze. They won like 16 of 17, and that one game was the one I went to. So, bravo.
Just that one random game that we lost, and we were like, oh, looks like we're not able to keep up with the elites, and then we beat
Chicago.
Yeah,
then you beat Chicago. Yeah, it was very fun. But then I watched Atlanta play the Bulls twice. The first time was when the Bulls were up at like 20 at halftime, and then Atlanta won. They came back, and I almost killed them. I was like on suicide watch for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, I remember that game.
2 weeks later, Derrick Rose, of course, gets payback, and that's the one everybody saw that was on national TV where the Bulls won by 30, and that didn't tell the whole story. They should have won by 50. So why should I trust this Atlanta team? I hear they play Orlando well. Maybe they could beat Orlando, get out of the first round for once. Well, they did last year too, but get out of the first round convincingly since they beat Orlando 3 of 4 times. They have a good point guard finally. But
yeah,
I think after
I
the first
like
round.
I do like the acquisition of Kirk Heinrich. That was smart.
After the first round, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, try to win
Mike Bibby's corpse.
You know what? I really wish, though, that the Knicks got to play the Hawks in the playoffs because that'll be four home playoff games for the Knicks. If they play four in a row, I mean, the game on ESPN where half the stadium was yelling, "Let's go!"
Yeah, that's why I want to face Miami. Also, there's a lot of Knicks
there's
fans
a lot
in
of
Miami.
New Yorkers in Miami.
There's a Don't get me started.
All right, so you're saying the Celtics are not going to catch up?
I'm just saying it's possible.
Like,
don't ink Miami as a 2 seed just yet.
Well, who does Miami have the last 2 games? They have, I think, Atlanta and let me just double check this.
Like, I have no idea. I can't even tell you if I wanted to.
The Heat
and Toronto.
Atlanta and Toronto.
And Toronto.
That's two and, pretty
wait, in Toronto?
Winnable games.
In Toronto.
No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. They should just move to America now. You know, Chris Bosh should buy the team with all that money they got. And you know, Boston has at Washington, which I think could be a playoff game for Washington. Like, that's their one game that might stand out during the season.
And versus New York.
Second seed. Versus New York. But I think that's just going to be Boston's bench versus
Carmelo for
20
minutes.
Nah, I don't
know.
Because
they might be trying to get that two seed.
Yeah, I was wondering about this. How badly do you think Boston needs the two seed? Do they need to be in Boston for Game 7 against Miami if that happens?
Yeah.
Do you really think that's true?
Yeah.
I think Miami needs it more than Boston does.
Oh, Miami definitely needs it more. They definitely need it more, but I think Boston needs it too. Everybody's like, oh, Boston doesn't need it, they're a veteran team. But this team, that Kendrick Perkins trade really hurt them. It really hurt them.
Yeah. Showed it on Sunday. You're not your old school Celtics with like Kevin Garnett and then like another big man in the center, you know?
What they should do is go small, Kristaps.
They should.
At the five.
Garnett at
and
the,
have Green
the
at
five?
The four.
I thought about that. Only reason Only reason why I don't think it'll work is because Jeff Green kind of sucks. Like, he's not good. Like, ever since he came to Boston, he's been subpar, to say the least.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of a weird fit. Right.
I think it's the weirdest fit. I don't think it matches at all.
I think they just wanted young talent out of that trade, and they tried to get the best team, the best young talent they thought. And it turned out to be Jeff Green, who they got, like, in a second time around.
Maybe
he was
in the Garnett trade
or the Allen trade?
Piss off the Lakers.
Yeah. That's interesting, you know? Wizards are... the Thunder really handed it to the Lakers last night.
Yeah, but... In Lakers L.A. have been, like... Yeah, they're like, they'll just settle at the two seed, and they're like not caring, it seems.
Wait, they could fall to four.
They could fall to four. Dallas and Oklahoma City can leapfrog them.
Wait, the Lakers play San Antonio tomorrow.
The San Antonio New York game?
San Antonio.
Bless you.
Better be playing because they could lose the home court throughout the playoffs if the Bulls jump them and get the best record in the NBA.
I mean, are they making it to the finals?
Yeah, that's to the finals.
I mean, I don't think so, but I'm sure San Antonio would like to think so. And be like, we could get Game 7 in San Antonio if we face the Bostons, the Chicagos, the Miamis, the Orlandos.
The Lakers and the Spurs, I don't think it matters as much.
I don't think it matters to the Lakers at all.
Yeah.
Neither does the Spurs, though. I don't think Popovich is a coach that, like, whatever team he's coaching will not be prepared to go into Game 7
That's
in
true.
Enemy territory.
Too bad they can't defend the middle.
Just the way they play.
Their best big man is Tim Duncan, who's about 47 years old.
58.
I'm sorry. Dewan Blair, who I love, obviously, Pitt alum, but what is he, 6'6"? 6'5"? He's short. His wingspan is crazy.
He's short.
Antonio McDyess, who's 76. And who? Tiago Splitter, who I love. You know I love Tiago Splitter.
Matt Bonner.
Too young, though. Tiago Splitter, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
but
his first playoff.
And
he wasn't the Olympics,
MVP
though.
In, like, Spain or something. Yeah, I don't know how hard that is. I think it's pretty hard, but I don't think it's like here, obviously.
So, if the season was ending today with the seeds locked in, you wanna go over the matchups and see who would win what?
Western Conference.
Western Conference
I
first.
Or
Eastern
my baby
Conference
last.
First? All right, Spurs and Grizzlies. That's a tough
Grizzlies
matchup. Grizzlies aren't bad.
If they had Rudy Gay, it'd be more. It'd be, not advantage Grizzlies, but it'd make a whole lot different.
Don't make that interesting.
Yeah.
It would make the series.
I say five. Spurs in five.
I agree.
I kind of feel like it might be. So. Are they going to get back?
Memphis did beat him twice during the season.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's true.
What?
Yeah, I remember
one
that.
One time, the March 1st, 109.93, and March 27th, 111.104.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Spurs in six. I see them winning.
Just, I don't think, has any of these players on the Grizzlies been to the playoffs?
No.
Has Zach Randolph?
Let me see.
I don't know.
Has Zach Randolph?
Portland.
What team was he on before the Knicks, though?
Zach Randolph?
I feel like he has been to the playoffs. But, I mean, if you're riding the coattails of Zach Randolph, playoffs, that's a problem.
I mean, they're just youthful. They're just trying to get some experience. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They
kind
of remind me of the Thunder of last year.
They'll give the Spurs a little scare. Maybe win game two. But that's it. Like, I think that's as far as it's going to go.
Zach?
Yeah, so everybody can be like, oh my God, what's going on? Panic in San Antonio. No, it's not panic. They're going to win the next three. Relax.
Zach Randolph was on the Trailblazers.
Yeah, was he on the Clippers?
Yeah. And then he got traded from the signed with the Knicks. I can't remember. He traded. Yeah, and then they traded.
No, he was in
then
the
we
trade.
Traded him to the Clippers, and then we got him back.
Of course.
It's been awesome. Good team. Nah, I'm just kidding. Lakers sweep.
Lakers and Hornets. Lakers in four. They don't have David West. If David West was in that series, maybe Lakers in five or six. But
yeah, basically.
It's just
Chris Paul and Trevor Ariza. Who knows?
Such an easy matchup for the Lakers.
That's why they're not worried in the least.
I mean, if they drop to
like five,
three,
they lose a streak.
Yeah, what if they drop to the four?
But
If the Lakers drop to four, we'll go over this later.
Yeah,
but,
like,
you know,
think about who they would have
deal,
to play.
You know? Because right now the five seed is Denver.
That's scary.
So it's Lakers against Knicks West.
Knicks West. What's the
Lakers? Lakers win that in four or
what's
five.
The six.
That's Dallas Portland.
The 3-6.
Portland no. Seven.
Dallas Portland. That's an interesting
Portland
matchup in my opinion.
Is a problem.
Portland, you know, Gerald Wallace was a very unbroadcasted trade during the trading deadline. I think that was
Gerald
a pretty
Wallace.
Solid
He's
pickup.
Like
a,
yeah, that was probably the smartest of the acquisitions.
What'd they give up?
Next to Melo, of course.
They gave up Priscilla,
yeah,
right? You know, that was actually pretty solid. And, you know, I remember when he got traded there, the Portland fans gave him a standing O when he came into the game. You know, he's actually a very good player. He scored like 40 2 days in
a row,
right?
Like Brandon Roy is coming off their bench, like
that's
yeah. Well, Brandon Roy with no knees.
You would never think.
I'm gonna call him Gumby because he doesn't have any like joints.
he's still. If you're giving the ball to Brandon Roy with like 1 point down, with 5 seconds
too.
Left, I feel
yeah.
Pretty
if
scared.
I was on the teams, I'd be scared.
You think Portland next year will get Greg Oden
back? I think they will. I think Miami will offer him a contract, and I think Portland will match it. No, I think Portland will match it.
You think so?
You think Portland will match it? But then what happens in game three when he
they're
going to
be so mad. They're
going to
be mad again.
Or something, and he's out for the year.
Whoever gets him is just going to end up upset. Like, that's just how it's going to work.
You don't think he's just had, like, really bad luck?
I don't know.
It's been bad luck.
Yeah, me too.
He's still pretty young, though.
Yeah, I think
he
would have graduated
drafted,
this year.
Right?
That sucks.
Yeah. Imagine him and Jared Sullivan.
Him and Jared
right
Sullivan. Yeah. That team would have won the national championship. I'm just kidding. All right, 4 or 5.
Oklahoma City and Denver.
I do not want to see this matchup.
Why?
From a basketball standpoint, I would love to see this matchup. Like, these are going to be 4 to 7 great games. But from a fan standpoint, I really like watching both these teams play. And I think both these teams deserve to be in the second round. But having them face each other will be so difficult for the Nuggets, especially for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And for me to watch it, it's going to be sad. Yeah. Like, I want to root for both of them so bad, but I... please, Lakers, drop.
I don't know. This is a walk year for Nene, though.
He can have a big... I think they're talking about... I think they were trying to give him a contract extension during the season. But...
Yeah.
He can have a... I don't think he'll be the one to have a big series. If I have to pick somebody on the Nuggets to have a big series, it'll...
He hasn't played well against KP.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, they played twice in the past
year. Yeah, they played twice, and he's been shut down.
That's why I don't think Nene is going to be the one with the big series. If anybody on the Nuggets is going to have a
series... If anybody on the Nuggets are going to have a good series, it'll be one of the forwards. Think about it. He has to step up big. I saw Gallo for, like, 3 years, though. What would happen is... he would score 0 in the first quarter, 20 in the third quarter, and then like he would miss his first 3 shots in the fourth and then hit a random 3 with like 5
minutes. I've seen games where Gallo had like 25 points in the first half and then had like 2 in the second half.
Yeah. He's a very inconsistent player, but if he gets hot,
I say Thunder win every shot.
I say Thunder in 6. That is so tough. Oh my god, my heart is breaking.
Heck, I'd even say 5.
I mean,
I can't say 5.
I would say 5 just because I don't think the Thunder can win game 6 in Denver. That's a pretty tough crowd in the playoffs, though. These past years with Melo, and I think now there's like a new sense of
it's still
just like
I think like if it's
new.
I don't trust the Nuggets in the playoffs at all. I mean,
no, not yet.
This team is not staying.
I think
together.
Down the line,
that's like a
fact. But not now.
There's no way to.
Well, after next year, Raymond Felton's leaving.
They have the choice to either take Wilson or Gallo. Leaving. They're not going to keep both. Al Harrington probably get traded or leaving. J.R. Smith might leave.
Who would you take? That was always the question with the Knicks. I was like, if this was next year and they never made the Melo trade, who would I rather keep,
Gallo.
Jason Chandler or Danilo Gallinari? I would keep Gallo just because he was such a like superstar in New York, you know. Yeah, I mean, we were there on opening day. He got the second,
and then he started getting booed
before
Amari.
I remember 2 years ago.
Yeah. Boo the superstar.
But, I remember when Gallo was a rookie, and I saw them play the Bulls and the Knicks won again. I remember there was like an Italian section that was like doing the little pizza, the racist thing with their hands, and they were so excited. I was like,
The Spike Lee.
Oh, actually, in the last game that the Thunder and Nuggets played, Nene had 18 points.
I don't know.
But everybody else just sucked.
I don't know.
About Gallo, he gets to the line. And that'd be useful
in
the playoffs.
If he drives, he'll get to the line. He can hit his free throws. I always said he should have just kept on driving with the Knicks.
So point being, Thunder win.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This year. Maybe next year, depending on the matchup, the Nuggets. You know? I feel like the Nuggets could be a good team.
Yeah,
they're just missing that one piece, though. I mean, they have a solid...
No, I really don't think they do. I really don't think they do at all. No. I think they're missing...
You don't think they're missing anything?
Like...
I feel like they're missing a big man in the center,
I think
though. I mean, Nene is
they're
not
running so
big man.
Much
He's
on,
like
momentum and emotion.
Yeah, that can
I think it can drive them far if they're not playing the freaking Thunder. But I just... They're gonna crash soon. I think they could have
beat
them. I think they could have taken the Lakers to 7. I don't know if they could have beat them. I think they could have beat Dallas easily.
Yeah, they could have beaten Dallas. San Antonio would have been an interesting series. It would have been like one young running gun team.
It would have been like none of these teams wear red. So it's like light blue and black on the court. It just looks ugly. That's what I'm worried about. You guys are worried about the product. I'm worried about the uniforms.
All right, Eastern Conference.
Let's go 1-8.
Orders first or 4-5 first? All right. Sweep? All right. I mean,
yeah.
I agree
with the
sweep.
I think they will win by average 15 points.
Who won the Pacers team has gone to the playoffs before?
Tyler Hansbrough. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Darren Collison?
Yeah. The Hornets didn't make the playoffs last year.
The Hornets weren't in the playoffs
last
year, were they?
I don't know.
So.
I'm looking it up. NBA.
I mean, who is on the page? That's such a young team, though, but they could be really good, though.
Yeah.
Darren Collison, Hansbrough, Roy Hibbert's
a
really solid player.
I don't trust the Pacers at all.
They do have Danny Granger. Oh, has Danny Granger been to the playoffs?
No. I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't know. New Orleans didn't make the playoffs.
I mean, I was holding my breath last night, and then Melo blocked
I saw that highlight. I was like, oh.
You know.
Like, that was my exact reaction.
But, yeah. You know, they almost blew that game, though. Derrick Collison got the rebound
weird.
In the paint.
Wait, haven't the Knicks...
I'm trying to see.
The Knicks and the Bulls have
the Pacers
same
haven't made the playoffs in the past, like, 5-6 years, have they?
No. First time since, like, 05 or 04 or something.
No.
Yeah.
So, I actually think that that's a zero experience team, right?
It's a good, I like it personally. They have Darren Collison, Brandon Rush,
Mike Dunleavy, Josh McRoberts, Roy Hibbert, Tyler, Andrew.
He's been amazing.
Yeah. Man, James Posey's not a
difference maker. Is James Posey still on that team?
Anymore. Yeah, but
he has been to the playoffs.
He can like let them know, like, guys, it's gonna be loud. But I could have told you.
All right, the two
Miami, you are so lucky. Oh my god, I would say Miami in six.
Really? I say Miami in four.
Miami in five.
I don't think they're stupid. I think have I watched the Sixers play this season? No, I don't think I'm really missing anything. But I don't know. What do? Do they run?
They play defense.
Their X-Factor
is really good.
They play defensive. If Iguodala can get like 25, 30,
I think he can shut down.
Yeah,
defense,
but
they'll win one game.
They're not going to be able to contain LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. I highly doubt that. They can't contain two of the three.
Iggy can complain and can contain Wade. All you have to do with Chris Bosh is like, you know, just rough him up a little bit, like elbow him in the chest to see how he takes it. LeBron,
like Vince Carter.
Yeah, like exactly.
Just push him on the ground and he'll stop coming to the paint.
Yeah, he'll.
The way to beat LeBron is have Delonte West visit his mom.
That's mean.
Like, have Delonte West on your team.
That's mean. Well, like. Nah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe Sixers. I mean, pause. Maybe Heat in five.
I say it's a sweep. Most definitely.
I think they can win one. I think they can win one and set, just because that Philly crowd. I mean, this is how it's going to go. If they lose game three in Philadelphia,
I think Doug Collins will have them ready, mentally prepared.
Yeah, but LeBron, when he's being groomed at another team's arena and whatnot, that kind of like awakens him. And
As Cleveland, as Boston, as
what's
New
that
York.
Movie? Clash of the Titans. He's like the Kraken.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling him now. I'm calling him Le Kraken. It's messed up, but yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Boston and New York.
This is tough. See, every time
I think New York can take
collapse in the fourth quarter.
Well, no, not the back and forth in MSG one with the old team.
That was Paul that Pierce was and our Paul inexperience Pierce. As a team.
That was weird.
Yeah. We couldn't contain them, though. There was a point where, you know, it was just like back and forth. And if Amari hits that three, like under 0.4 seconds, which I don't understand why it took that shot. He hit it, but he hit it with like a second. It took a second to take that shot.
Yeah, that was, which it takes that was when you're kind of like a weird play. They should have just
trying to
alley-oop
down the ball against the basket. I mean, I think they were just going with what's everything expected, but, you know, Mike D'Antoni should go to, like, get a watch or something and realize how short 0.4 seconds
is. Mike D'Antoni needs to get fired.
Because he tried doing that. They tried doing that in Indiana. They tried giving, like, an inbounds to Jared Jeffrey.
Last night?
The wing with, like, 0.7 seconds. Oh. No. This was the last game in Indiana.
Last night they were trying to give the ball to Chauncey.
And Melo was like...
Ooh, that's juicy.
Yeah.
And Melo was like, mm-mm. That's not happening. I think it goes six.
Who? Boston?
It goes six? It goes six. If you're saying Boston is winning, that means they're winning game six.
Haven't they done that?
Square Garden.
They have, I don't know how the Garden is going to be in the playoffs. I haven't seen it. I really don't know.
The thing is, I think it's going to be like that first Melo. We're going to be able to win in Boston. Because Boston's the Boston Garden,
Miami,
like MSG in the playoffs.
TD Bank North. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think
they're pretty loud.
It'll be split 2-2, and Boston will just win the next two.
Split 2-2. That so it'll be like the Oklahoma City
exactly
Lakers series last year. I could see that. I could see a. I could see if the Knicks are losing Game Six in the Garden, I can see it just being like on some Pau Gasol with like 3 seconds left tip in thing. And, like, Kevin Durant missing a game-winning three. Like, except the difference will be, like, Paul Pierce
and Melo. This
Celtics
team is really different.
I thought, like...
Yeah. But they match... The Knicks don't have a big man, though, so they match up well against us.
The Celtics...
Yeah. But...
But I watched the Celtics,
old, though.
And...
We'll run all over them.
Like, last year around this time, the Celtics were really, 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 really bad. And I remember writing them off in February, and I was like, they suck, they just lost to New Jersey, they're terrible, don't get me started. And then they made the finals, and I felt like a jackass.
But this is different.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now I watch this team, and I'm like, yeah, I feel the same way I felt last year, but worse.
Yeah.
But that, because I'm watching them, and even last year, even when they were bad, it was bad, they were bad because they were unhealthy, and they weren't, like, playing with intensity. No, they were still playing with intensity. This year I'm watching them, and I don't see any intensity. It's like I'm watching the Pacers are somebody bad. No.
Do you think age is catching up?
I think they're all good.
I think that Danny Ainge really didn't realize how much Kendrick Perkins meant to the team. And you can't count on Jermaine O'Neal and Shaq.
I think he overvalued
Shaq.
Shaq
got hurt his first game back.
Yeah, basically.
All you have to do to take Shaq at his value is look at the scale.
Yeah.
And Jermaine O'Neal, this isn't like 10 years ago for him.
He's been
he's
washed,
pretty washed
up.
And Nenad Krstić is good, though.
Yeah,
but he's,
yeah he's... Yeah.
He doesn't... He's just like... I just have mixed feelings about Nenad Krstić. I thought he was good on
the
Thunder. The
Celtics
and then
team.
He goes to like a team like...
The Celtics just have a weird bench. They have like every washed-up guy from the past three title contenders. It's like Carlos Arroyo, Sasha Pavlovich, Troy Murphy. I'm like, well, did they go to rehab and pick these guys up? I don't understand how they got these guys on one team.
I want to know...
He's good.
They do have
Why
Delonte.
Why did they give up Nate Robinson?
It's probably just a throw-in. I wrote about him, well, in my column that'll be coming up soon. I wrote about him.
Is Nate Robinson going to be a difference in this?
I wrote about that.
For the
I say yes. I say absolutely. He's hurt right now. I think he'll have like one or two games where he comes in, the crowd will be going nuts, and it'll feed him because he's an egomaniac.
Yeah.
He'll go for like 30. And everybody will be like, Nate Robinson. They'll like lead Sports Center, like, Nate Robinson in the clutch. Whoa.
He did that last season in the playoffs.
It always happens. That's what he does.
Yeah. He did that in New York when the fans got behind him. Remember, there was that period when Mike D'Antoni was benching him.
Bring in Nate.
Everybody was just like, why are you playing Nate? Yeah, and then he came back like off the bench one random day in Atlanta and scored 20 in like the second quarter. Everybody was like, see?
What are you doing? Wait. All right, so I say Knicks in six. I mean, wait, no, don't. I say Celtics in six.
I could see Celtics in six. I think if the Celtics win in six, that's a pretty good learning experience for this Knicks team. You know, they play – as long as they keep it close every game, if they get blown out game six,
I think it'll be a – I think there's going to be two blowouts.
We do now, but we don't have experience.
I think there's going to be two blowouts in that series. Once – I think game three in New York, the Knicks will blow out the Celtics. And I think like game five, Boston will blow out New York.
I could see game five. I
just thought about it. I was sitting here thinking about it. And that first game, game three, with Boston in the house, if it is Boston, even if it's Miami, whoever's in the building, the Garden is going to be so hectic.
It's going to be – if the Knicks can keep that game close or if they're in the lead that entire time, then it'll be hectic. If the Knicks are losing that game – that place is never quiet.
The two loudest times I've heard the Garden had nothing to do with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, once it was when there was the Big East tournament last year, which was crazy. Russell, you were there. And the other time was I was at a Knicks game. Me and Lucas, we were at a Knicks game. And the Yankees were in the World Series, and they just won. and everybody was going crazy. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not the Knicks. Like, why aren't you guys watching the games? The Pacers are winning.
And so just imagine how it's going to be when the Knicks are actually in the playoffs. We could be getting blown out in the third quarter, and I bet you the fans, we will lift Melo and them.
This is a basketball city. You know why it's a basketball city? I've talked about this before. The New York has two of everything except for basketball. You know, they have two baseball teams. They have two football teams. I mean, if you count hockey, I mean...
Well, they still kind of have two. They're both in New York. This one's a little farther away. I'm talking about the Islanders.
Jersey? Oh, yeah. I don't think people that live in New York City, unless they grew up in Long Island...
That's like me.
Yeah. It's true.
It's true, though. I don't even count the Islanders as a New York team.
I didn't know where they were. I mean, let's not talk about hockey.
But I mean, New York only has one basketball team, you know.
Soon to be two. But now, I need to talk about the 4-5 matchup.
I need to talk about this matchup in Orlando.
I hate this matchup so much.
I have a love hate relationship with this matchup. First, let me tell you why I hate it. I'm pretty sure it's the same reason why Joe Mead hates. Well, Carl hates it. I'm calling you Joe.
I hate watching the Magic play.
Well, all right, maybe not.
Because I feel like they could be so much better if they stopped acting like Hedo Turkoglu is Hedo Turkoglu from 3 years ago. He's not. And so just...
That, you could say the same about Gilbert, right? That team is worse. You think that team would be better if they had Rashard over here?
Yeah,
over Gilbert.
Both of them are so washed up, it's kind of crazy.
But they actually
more
play
Rashard
Gilbert.
Like his last.
Well, Rashard is hurt. He would have helped out the Magic because he's hurt right now.
He would have helped them if he was on the court either.
He was washed
he's
up.
He's awful now.
He was washed up a year ago. I think this matchup, the reason why I hate this matchup, not so much that I dislike watching the Magic play. I kind of dislike watching both these teams play, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't like Atlanta. Like, I don't like the Hawks. I like Al Horford, and that's it.
What about Kirk?
You hit a sensitive spot there. Like, I miss Kirk so much. All right, let's not get into that. Yeah, I like him too a little bit. But I don't like anybody else on that team. Well, Josh Smith looks like the game, so he's kind of cool. But besides that, I think these teams, I've seen these teams, I feel like I watched them play 20 times in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Did they play last year?
They forever playing each other.
And I think this time, I think Atlanta is going to win.
Me too.
I think they know how to play them.
And they went, what'd they go, 4-1 against, or 3-1 against them? Yep. It was convincingly.
Yeah, and some of them were recent, like really recent.
Yeah. March, well, actually one of them, only one.
Yeah.
March 30th.
You don't think Orlando has something to prove in Florida? In the state of Florida? What if Miami gets to the
Orlando's
second round?
Orlando's severely underachieving, and it's too late to put it together to now. Win?
I think that team has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
They do.
They do have a lot of talent, though.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Jason Richardson. Jason Richardson was, I think, the key, along with Amari, to get the Suns into the Western
Almost
Conference
definitely.
Cup finals last year.
Yeah.
Jason Richardson
so
is
you
very,
don't think,
very
I think Jason Richardson
player.
And Dwight.
I think he's, yeah. How do I say this? Like, weird. I don't know. Just something about, like, I feel like he's one of those guys where he'll shoot like 10 threes, and if he misses all of them, you'd be like, Jason, what are you doing? But then, like, the next game, he could do the same thing, make all 10. You'd be like, oh, this guy's the best. Like, oh, I love this guy. But that,
to me,
that shouldn't be
with Jason Richardson and, like, Vince Carter are the same person, but Jason Richardson is just
yeah,
a better person.
I was just about to say that.
Like, not like a better basketball player, like a better person.
Yeah, just like a better person. And so he comes in and he plays hard. I've seen Jay Rich plays hard.
Yeah.
Does.
Yeah.
He could throw it down, too.
Vince Carter just doesn't play hard.
Just like Vince Carter did back in the day.
Like Vince Carter did back in my youth. That's it. I think Atlanta's winning.
It's just, I think Orlando actually pulled off a pretty good trade. They went from, like, an old Vince Carter to, like, an old,
I mean, anytime
like, to a
I
new
get
Vince
rid of
Carter.
Vince Carter, it's a good trade for me.
Yeah.
They also did give up Bertans,
no
though.
Yeah, that was
kind of
stupid.
They really have none. He's good. He's good, though.
They have Ryan Anderson.
But he's not
That's a
big man.
He's good, but he's not. Yeah. They do have J.J. Redick, which is why I'm going to say Orlando and six, just because I want to see J.J. Redick run. No, I'm going to say Orlando and seven.
Interessante.
I say Atlanta.
Wait, what'd you say?
Atlanta and seven.
I say Atlanta and seven.
I really don't want this series to go seven. I really don't.
Yeah. I said the reasons why I hate it. Let me tell you why I love this series. And why I have to watch it, because the winner of this has to play,
Chicago,
Indiana.
Yeah, and you can be both of those teams.
So I have to scout. I have to sit there with my little pen and pad.
Whoa, wouldn't Chicago, what if the
no,
Knicks or
they would play,
Sixers win, they would play one of them?
No, the Bulls play the winner of Orlando.
Don't they play
Atlanta.
The worser seed? Okay, you're right. I thought
yeah,
it was like worse or
messed up.
But, yeah. So Indiana against
very
Orlando
fun.
Or Atlanta, right?
Let's not predict anymore because there's too much. There's too much to be said.
I mean, that's it to predict.
How about those lottery teams?
Yeah.
They suck.
That brings me up to what I was gonna like say. And I think I figured out
oh, yeah,
how to
I
make
hear
the
this.
Bobcats
get rid of them?
In North Carolina. No. I mean, like, if I was, like, if they came to me as in a consulting job and they were like, okay, we're not good. They were like, you have two options to make us relevant. And of course, there's always, if you put a good team on the floor, that will always make your team relevant wherever you are. Like, you can be in Siberia and everybody will go to the games if you guys are winning like 100-0. But get rid of whoever didn't go to North Carolina or Duke. Do whatever you can to draft Kyrie Irving and just make the team full of former Duke players and former North Carolina players. What do you think? Would they get along? I mean, you'd have a split in the clubhouse, but, I mean, you don't think the fans would come out just to see
them? You're not going to win if there's a split in the clubhouse.
You don't think they would get along eventually? They're professionals. They're actually getting paid. It's too petty not to be getting
NBA
along.
NBA players here. Pettiness is their middle name.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think that
that's true.
Putting a professional team in the North Carolina area was a bad idea in the first place.
I mean, they play in, like, a high school gym.
This is a bunch of bad.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, I just don't get why, like, Charlotte Hornets were there. Like, that didn't work.
You don't.
So you went back? Like, I just don't get it. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
You don't think, though, if the Bobcats, like, did whatever they could to trade for Tyler Hansbrough and, like, got the first pick and got Kyrie Irving and next year somehow got Tyler Zeller?
I mean, maybe. You have to ask somebody from North Carolina.
And still all about winning games.
No, definitely. If they win, that's a major plus for them.
Not Larry Brown.
Paul Silas. Isn't it Paul Silas?
Is it really? Is that true?
I thought it was Paul. Hold on, let me look this up.
You're making that up.
Let me look this up. I thought it was Paul Silas.
It might be. Why are the Bulls on the home page on ESPN? I don't like that.
Who are your guys' final picks?
It's like how the Mets were predicted to win the World Series.
I say finals. The Phil Jackson Bowl, Chicago LA. That's where I'm going. What would I like to see?
That would be cool if it was Chicago LA, wouldn't it?
To be honest, I think it's going to be Lakers versus the Heat.
Ugh, that's vomit central.
I know, but that's my honest.
I just don't want to root for the Lakers if that's the series. I mean, if I'm watching that series, I know I'm going to be rooting for the Lakers.
Boston every time they play Miami.
It's like how I root for Boston every time they play Miami.
I just root for good basketball.
I can't. In the finals, I have to pick unless it's Miami and Dallas, which in that case, I'll be standing on a ledge. But I would have to root for LA against Miami.
Here's to me playing with Miami and Dallas.
Damn it. That is bad. Oh, that's even worse. Have you ever seen
Dallas isn't going to make it past Portland anyway, so.
How about Oklahoma City, Miami?
Oklahoma City will become America's baby.
I would find myself buying like a Kevin Durant.
I'd buy a Nick Collison jersey.
Russell Westbrook shirt.
Mr. Basketball.
Cole, Mr. Basketball in Iowa with Kirk Heinrich. Thank you very much, former Kansas State Hawk.
Would you rather have Kirk Heinrich or CJ Watson?
Kirk Heinrich. I've known him longer. He was there when I first started liking him.
By the way, Bobcats head coach Paul Silas. What? Assistant head coach Charles Oakley.
I thought Charles Oakley was like Michael Jordan's bodyguard or something.
That's need to hire Dominique.
Dominique Wilson? I mean, wait, whoa. Dominique Wilkins?
Wilkins?
Yeah, what?
Never mind.
Nah, it's been cutting out.
Okay. All right. Quickly. With the win last night, Knicks clinched their first winning season since the 2000-01 series season.
Who are you talking to?
How do you feel about that?
That's cool.
Either one of you two. It's cool. You know, I mean, they've been that bad for so many years, right? I actually, it didn't throw me off guard when they were like, Knicks' first winning season. I know they went to the playoffs in 04, but I remember them being under 500 that year.
Are the Bulls going to play, like, seriously tomorrow?
Probably. They're trying to get the one seed. Like, the overall one seed.
I know.
I hope we play seriously for, like, 20 minutes of that. Just because I want Amari to get on. Remember when
Can't you still lose the... Can't you drop?
Yeah, we can drop down to the 7th seed. We're a game up on Philly with 2 left. Huh. Our magic number is 1.
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
does it really matter, though?
You have the tiebreaker.
With Philly?
Wait.
Most likely.
The Sixers?
Wait a second. I'm looking at the standings right now.
What?
Atlanta is the 5th seed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only 2 games ahead of us.
No. That's not even what's bothering me. Their point differential is -0.6. How is that possible? And
they win a lot of close games. They get blown out. I think the game against Chicago probably lowered them like 5.
That's so weird.
Because they got blown out by like 30, right? They play close game. If they win, they play it close. If they lose, they get blown out.
That's not
same with the Knicks game, right? Then they lose by 20.
No, the Knicks scoring differential on average is +1.1.
Wow, really? Yeah, but I mean, whatever Knicks stats you see this year, take it with a grain of salt. That was 2 completely different teams. You're right. Like, I'm literally points per game doesn't matter this year. Amari has like what, the 3rd highest?
Yeah,
that was before Melo.
Chicago and Miami both tie for the largest point differential, +7.3. Yeah, they're weird. I wrote about them too. They're an ugly bunch.
You guys want to go quickly to the Yanks and Sox?
I knew that was going to happen. I knew we were going to lose 2 out of 3.
I didn't think we were going to lose a series.
I was hoping you guys got swept.
I knew they were going to win. After I quit crying last night, I just realized, like, hey,
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, that was just old school Josh Beckett, like, 03 World Series in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I was watching. Then I was watching SportsCenter, and they were in Boston, and the Boston fans were like, Yankees suck. And I was just like, I'm so tempted to just punch this TV screen right now. Like, it's bothering me.
I'm in a lot of pain.
You guys don't like each other.
I watched Boston the game with the Boston Red Sox fans. Somebody from New England. From Maine.
Can we talk about the WNBA draft?
Can we not?
I know. I'm hyped.
Maya Moore, #1 pick. Done. You know what? I was watching SportsCenter. How was, like, the last 5 #1 picks winding up on that team that got the #1 pick this year? And they had the #1 pick and the #4 pick.
Maya Moore,
I don't understand
really
the WNBA.
Good.
I'm not joining in this conversation. I'm just not going to speak.
You sexist?
No.
You can't have the sexist part of Welcome to Halftime, man.
Oh, my God. It's just, I don't watch. It's just, I watch. No, I don't even do that. I'm sorry. I can't.
I like it because they actually play, like, good basketball. Like, team basketball.
Oh. Yikes. Can't do it. It's too bad.
I remember I was in Thailand 2 summers ago, and when you go in the summertime here, it's raining there every single day, so you have to spend half the time in the hotel, and then when it stops raining, you can go out. And during the day, they would show WNBA games, and then the rest were all in Thai, so I didn't really want to watch the rest of it. So there was either, I can either watch the WNBA, or, do you guys remember Slam Ball? Or I could watch Slam Ball with Thai announcers, and I chose Slam Ball with Thai announcers.
I've been to a whole bunch of WNBA games, actually. So suggesting that I'm sexist is just completely out of line. No.
Did you have to pay for those tickets?
This is getting mean. I feel like we're going to offend female listeners.
I'm just going to point out one more thing. I went to Mets opening day at home. And they did. We lost 6-2 against the Nationals. R.A. Dickey was on the mound, got the biggest ovation. When R.A. Dickey gave the biggest ovation, you got a problem.
Mets?
During... Who? I think they're one game under 500 right now. But this is the way I'm just going to sum up that entire opening day. Did you ever see the Family Guy sketch with Stewie in a Met, like a Mets hat? They're like, it's opening day here at during the Mets game, and the first pitch, season's over.
That's how I thought it was. It's a little bad.
I was so, I went to Shake Shack, spent 45 minutes waiting online to get a burger, everybody was into the game, and then by, like, the fourth inning, we were down, like, 3-2, and everybody was just like, ugh. Season's already over. Jason, we can't beat the Nationals. Jason Worth, he got booed every single game, every single at bat. It was hilarious. Jason Worth, I don't think the Nationals didn't realize that Jason Worth couldn't be a franchise player, and Jason Worth realized that he can't be good when he's not surrounded by Ryan Howard and Shane Victorino and Chase Utley and all that. Like, I think
Jason Worth just overestimated each other. Like giving Joe Johnson that contract. That's exactly what it is.
I don't know enough to judge.
Probably. Jason Worth, you pay him all that money, he's batting second in your lineup. You know, they mentioned this in the Mets broadcast. It's actually pretty true. They're probably holding that fourth spot for Bryce Harper.
Is he going to come, like...
He's 18 years old. Year? If I'm a Nationals fan, I hope
that's
not.
That's messed up.
I wouldn't want to rush him. Look what happened to Strasburg. He got rotator cuff
surgery. Yeah, you remember Strasburg's like first game? That day was crazy.
Yeah.
He kind of like... It was kind of like a strip tease, you know? He struck out like 14, and then he goes on the DL.
Left with a boner.
So you're just like,
I like that you compared it to a strip tease, though. Of all things.
Oh. Yeah, that's how... That's and ESPN was broadcasting all of his starts. I remember the game that he got scratched at first, and they said it was minor shoulder problems, and
then he got Tommy John
on ESPN. The next day they were like,
"Oh man, Tommy John."
That was kind of like when ESPN was tracking A-Rod's home run. It was kind of like mocking him.
It took like 2 months.
Yeah, a little exaggeration.
That's what happens, you know. When Barry Bonds was chasing it, they had ESPN broadcast giant games for like a week.
They still have. If you go on the ESPN website, they have a heat index. Yes.
They still have that. They probably just like paid for writers for the year. I don't understand why they just didn't make like ESPN
Florida.
Did anybody
watch the Masters? I don't know.
I watched. This is exactly how my weekend went. I went on ESPN.com. This is how my weekend went. I went on ESPN.com. They said, Tiger Woods making a huge comeback. Turn on the Masters. They're like, Tiger Woods done for the day. And there's still an hour left in golf. I was like, I'm not watching this.
I was actually like intently watching.
By the way, breaking news. If it is,
Kemba
Walker going to the NBA.
I mean, he graduated.
What pick do you think he's going to get?
Yeah. Smart
he did. Guy. Graduated in 3 years.
From the...
Yeah, it's true, too.
I mean, it is UConn.
I don't know. I mean, that's good, I guess.
Kemba Walker, I think he's going to be solid in the NBA.
I think it's going to be Ben Gordon, except not as much of a bitch.
So do you think he can run a team?
Playoffs?
No.
Really?
Kemba, no. He's gonna
he's the same guy.
Swag.
Huh?
New York kids, they got swagger. You know that.
Word, he from the Bronx group. What's school?
Especially from the Bronx.
Word, he's from Soundview.
Yeah.
Come on. Ben Gordon. Yeah, he's from Mount Vernon. He probably came to this city a lot. Yeah, he got too much swag almost.
No such thing. No such thing.
You're right. What am I saying? What am I saying? Jackson. Talk of Bulls-Lakers finals. Ludicrous.
Jackson.
Bill.
Oh. Whatever. I saw he was talking about the Bulls. What did he say?
Come on, leave us alone. Wait.
You guys think Toronto? You guys think that the Rangers can
what, like get one of the?
They look really good.
Win the AL? They're doing pretty good.
I'm gonna say
their pitching staff is solid.
Yes, and I'm gonna put an asterisk and say it's April.
Like, it's all about health, and we are in April still.
I remember last year going into the All-Star break, the White Sox were really good, and everybody was like, White Sox, oh, look at them, past 2 months. Oh, they're dominant.
Yeah, and then you guys traded, your problem was you traded for Manny Ramirez, though. he probably stopped juicing, and then when he went to Tampa, he's like, oh, I can get away with this.
What
do you guys feel about that? Manny Ramirez just leaving. I'm not surprised that Manny Ramirez got caught again. I'm just surprised at the way he left. You know? Just,
like,
you
what,
know,
what I got else caught, he do?
Whatever, retire.
He's old as hell. Why would he sit out 100 games
he is old.
For a team that's probably not going to make the playoffs and then come back and do what? Pad his stats for his career? It doesn't matter if he's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
No, yeah. Just...
Tell him to go
he's not the Dominican make
Republic.
It.
Have a nice drink with an umbrella in it and sit on the beach.
It's just a shame because it showed that, like, Manny Ramirez doesn't care about the game anymore.
All right, I'll talk about A-Rod. I think that's it. I don't think there's much else to say. We'll have to do another one next week, though.
Yeah. Or we should do one. Yeah. Should we do one before Saturday?
How do you guys think this went today?
Saturday, I plan on doing a.
I said before Saturday.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a live journal all day Saturday, depending on what games come on.
Is the schedule made yet?
Cool.
No.
So I think there's been
Saturday. Well,
do you know
no,
what days they're playing?
Saturday and Sunday are the two. Like Saturday's ESPN's day. And Sunday is, Saturday, yeah, Saturday is ESPN's day, Sunday is TNT's day.
No, they're starting it now.
I guess you gotta go, Joe Mead.
Yeah, nah.
I guess you gotta go.
Tomatoes on 106 in Park.
We're on the way out anyway, so.
I think it's been successful, right?
You just gotta edit it, right?
I'm just going to block out the part that
And just...
None of us cursed. That's a... You know what the success has been? None of you cursed.
I've added mine. I said bitch and jackass. I can say that on TV, so...
I don't usually curse.
Well, I mean... I curse when it comes to sports.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Feel better, Carl? Everybody else, this has been a success. See you guys next week,
bros.
No doubt.
Later.
Yeah.